Hey listeners, this is Matt, co-host of Can You Get to That? You're about to listen to episode 63, Coolrophobia. Unfortunately, the audio got a little bit messed up on this one. For the first half of the show, I was accidentally using my laptop mic. Once we catch that at about the halfway point, you'll know because there's talk of it in a brief musical interlude. We come back, and then Caitlin's audio is a little messed up. And unfortunately, there was not much I could do to fix it. Kind of sounds like, you know, whenever she talks, there's like a bowl of Rice Krispie cereal, or that she's sort of been turned into a robot. And that's really unfortunate. It is, you know, it is still understandable, but it's not the most attractive audio. So apologies for that. This was almost our first lost episode since we have started doing this as a podcast and decided, you know what, it's okay enough that with this little warning at the top of the show, I feel fine putting it out. We feel fine putting it out. And if you just want to skip over this one, can't blame you because the audio problems. Just go ahead, listen to episode 64. It's going to go up at the same time. It's about Mario Kart 64. Great stuff. Anyway, thanks.
Hello, and welcome. Can you get to that? It's me, Matt Olson, talking to you, and trying not to spook you.
Ooh! And it's me! Spooky Caitlin Best.
Are you supposed to be a ghost? Is that, yes. Is that your angle?
No, I'm actually a vampire.
A vampire?
I'm a vampire.
How'd that happen? It seems like a recent development.
Yeah, you know, not totally clear. I just sort of woke up this morning and I noticed that I was a vampire. So I guess that happened, I don't know, sometime during the night.
Okay, do you have bite marks on your neck?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You'd be surprised how sort of small and precise they are.
Were you able to go outside without bursting into flames?
Well, it's been very overcast all day.
Okay, so we'll have to wait for, you know, cloud break.
For a sunny day. I mean, it's like, you know how it's just like in Twilight. Like, you know why they live in Forks, right?
Yeah, because it's cloudy all the time.
Because it's cloudy.
They can go out. Yeah. But they only sparkle, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
that is right, true.
Right. They don't.
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, we'll see. When the sun comes out, we'll have to see.
Did you catch yourself maybe like an errant single ray cast down, and did you feel either a burning sensation or did you look kind of shiny?
You know, I tell you, Matt, it's just gray out there.
It's just a solid gray. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see your own reflection in the mirror, in the bathroom?
I haven't brushed my teeth in almost 2 weeks, Matt.
That's disgusting. You have bigger problems than being a vampire. Not least of which because that means you're going to live forever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
But
now that I don't need to eat anymore, I don't think I need to brush my teeth, so.
I think your teeth can still rot out of your head.
Really?
I think they still got to worry about their dentals.
I think I got to brush them?
I think you got to brush them, especially if you're going to start sucking blood. Because otherwise, it's just going to get all gross up there.
All gummy.
It's just going to get all, ugh, it's, I don't even want to think about it. It's actually legitimately grossing me out this bit now. The thought of a vampire who doesn't take proper care of their teeth. Because then you sink those bad boys into a neck.
Yeah, very unsanitary. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. Because you're turning, you know, they're a vampire after that. So it doesn't matter.
Courtesy, I think. Basic hygiene. I don't think that goes out the window just when you become a magical, deathless being.
Perhaps.
What about garlic? You come in contact with any of that today?
Cause I did. Well, I saw some.
And you're like, nope.
And I got a bad feeling, so.
If you're not going to brush your teeth, that's reason enough to avoid garlic from now on.
Yeah.
we're kind of spooky because it's the spooky month now.
That's right. It's the scary month.
I don't know if we're going to do scary topics all month. I mean, that's one way we could take this. I know that we've got in our back pocket, we've got a suggestion for closer to Halloween proper. But recent events have brought us around to today's topic, which is, I think, plenty spooky enough.
Yeah, I think it relates to a different deathless being.
A different deathless terror that comes in the night and makes balloon animals. But, like, specifically scary balloon animals.
Right, only maybe spooky like ones.
Scarily realistic balloon animals. Like a balloon dog that you have to get real up close to even realize that it's made of balloons, and then you know it's already too late. You've already been lured into the trap.
It's got fur and everything. How do they do that?
How do they even do that? Where do you get those furry balloons from? I don't even know. We're talking, of course, about clowns and the fear of them, a.k.a. coulrophobia.
Right up until you said that word just then, I was struggling to remember what the word was.
Yeah, so, it's brand new to me, too.
Thank you for saying it first.
Yeah, yeah. I pulled this topic I ripped it straight from the headlines is what I did. Because if you're not aware, if you're one of our few non-US listeners, maybe this has slipped your news feed.
I feel like outside of the US, people have been living this horror quite a bit longer, you know?
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I guess clowning has roots not in America.
Yeah.
So they've had clowns for longer, like mimes and stuff.
It's true.
Well, anyway, there has been a rash of clown sightings and clown-related crimes just in the last week in the U.S. And today, a man in a clown mask wielding a kitchen knife terrorized some people on a New York subway, thereby cementing that, yes, this is, in fact, the greatest city on Earth.
Now, you told me that before we started recording, and I was going to ask you, were you on the subway?
I was not. I'm very thankful. Otherwise, much like you have been turned into a vampire, I might be a clown if I was on that subway.
You would be a deathless horror clown.
A deathless horror clown. I mean, you asked me if I'm afraid of clowns, and in terms of like a gut reaction, no. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it almost is the smart thing to exercise caution around clowns generally. Like,
now, what makes you say that?
It by Stephen King. Based on a true story. I haven't seen or read it, so that's just some cultural osmosis humor for you there.
Yeah.
I mean, if so many people are afraid of something irrationally, and it's not like... And the thing is that, like, clowns as a thing, they're, I do think undeniably that they're weird. I just don't know if I feel like they're scary.
But
a lot of people...
Weird.
A lot of people feel like they're scary, and anything that is on paper weird and that a lot of people see as scary, I think it's, you have enough reason there to be like, you know what, I'm just going to be careful around clowns.
Well, now,
I might not dart out of the room, but I might have an exit plan.
What are some other phobias? What are things that people are afraid of, like, because they're weird?
Like spiders. Like, not all spiders are venomous.
Yeah, but I feel like that's got some sort
of... All spiders are weird. Yeah, I would say.
I feel like that's got some sort of, like, you know, maybe there's some sort of genetic component to that because, you know, back when we were rats or whatever, like, spiders could actually kill us, maybe.
Okay.
But clowns, you know, like, we weren't dealing with clowns back then. That's just made up. Clowns is made up.
But if we're talking about, like, inbuilt evolutionary response, you know, things that have come over many years of experience, kind of hard-coded into us, like, I mean, war paint, like, applied to faces, is a thing in history.
Is that what clowns wear?
I think it's close enough. They make themselves look. Think about some of the most famous American clowns, the Insane Clown Posse.
Right.
I would say that their clown makeup
describe as war paint.
It trends towards a more aggressive, intimidating vibe, maybe than your happy fun time clown.
But you know what's ironic about that is that the Insane Clown Posse, it's actually all about love and acceptance.
It's all about love and acceptance is the great thing about the ICP.
So, yeah, there's some irony there.
There is some irony there, I guess.
Shall we get started?
I think the way we have to do this before we get started is I think we have to endeavor to reach Insane Clown Posse first. That has to be our route to clowns, I think.
Okay. Well, okay.
Let's get it going.
Yeah. It's Hocus Pocus, Chocus, Great Malenko. Once again, it's the psychotic carnival creatures in the house. Hocus Pocus, Chocus, Right. Step one. Adelaide Pereira da Silva, a Brazilian painter and composer. Born in 1928.
Scanning here, don't see anything about being a clown. So we're already doing
Brazil's most famous clown artist.
Wouldn't that be just such a
what a coincidence?
Okay. I see a link to Sao Paulo. I see some
other artists,
musicians. Yeah, kind of limited options here.
Yeah.
Does Brazilian link to, like, Brazilian people or just Brazil?
Brazilian people.
I called it. I knew it.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I'm getting good at knowing when...
Just feeling it out.
Yeah, when a wiki link is going to be something very particular. I feel... What, this is episode 63?
Oh, dude, we're so close. You know what we're so close to?
We're so close.
You don't have to say it.
That's going to happen in what? Like middle of November,
yeah,
and then in the 11th month, coming up.
I don't know what significance that has, but
I don't either. Let's click on Sao Paulo, maybe. I feel like a place is better than clicking
a people.
On, yeah, in terms of like useful links.
Okay, well...
Step two, Sao Paulo. Obligatory, gotta...
It says it's a municipality located in the southeast region of Brazil, and it says the metropolis is an alpha global city. What do you think that means?
Is there a link? I see it's a blue thing. Can you scroll? Global city.
Just says global city.
Some kind of arbitrary classification, but it says...
Alpha.
It's the most populous city in Brazil, the Americas, and the Southern Hemisphere. So
yeah, I knew that Southern Hemisphere thing from bar trivia.
Which bar trivia?
From Shanrock's Triviology.
Is that still going?
Portland. Oh yeah.
Have you been
She's
recently?
Yeah, I've been sort of recently. She was like in GQ. It's like kind of
shit.
A big deal.
Shanrock was in GQ.
Yeah.
Damn girl.
Yeah, no, I've been sort of somewhat recently.
Now I'm missing that spicy mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, that's the real shit. Mm-hmm. And those oyster shooter. You ever had an oyster shooter?
I have never had an oyster shooter.
An oyster shooter?
No.
Matthew, you've got to get down to the montage and have yourself an oyster shooter.
I don't. It sounds very unappetizing.
That's what it tastes like, right
also,
there.
Also, that little sounds
little
very
synesthesia
unappetizing,
for you.
That sound. I was going to ask before you focused in on how alpha, yeah. As opposed to like a beta cuckold city.
As opposed to beta cuck, yeah. That was the joke.
Okay, that's what you wanted to get to. It's just that you wanted to draw beta cuck out of my mouth.
Yeah,
I'll do it. Before I got on that track, I was going to say, have you ever been to Sao Paulo? Or Brazil?
No, I've never been to Brazil. I'm pretty sure you haven't either.
Oh, of course not. Oh, I think if I went to Brazil, you'd be able to tell just by the way I like carry myself. Not that it would like necessarily, it wouldn't be like a physical change or like I would dress differently. It'd just be kind of a different air about me.
You'd
like
just
a more
have a
worldly
little more bounce in your step.
What's that?
You just have a little more bounce in your step, maybe.
I don't know if it's bounce, even. I don't know what it would be. It's just kind of like a feeling about me.
Like soft bossa nova music would play in the background whenever people saw you.
But like subconsciously, like you can't hear it.
People would just sort of feel it.
Like they'd be like, weird. I thought I heard music, and then later they go on their Spotify and they're like, I feel like listening to some bossa nova.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start, but suddenly I feel like it because I was around that Matt guy.
Old Brazilian Matt, that's what they call him. He spent a week down there, but he never really left, did he?
He's a changed man. You saw the Gaycation episode they filmed here, right?
By here, you mean in Brazil?
In Sao Paulo, yeah.
Did
they do one in NYC?
Well, it's generally not cities, it's countries.
So they don't focus on just a city.
No.
I guess that slipped my attention.
They did an episode about the American South, I believe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's more like a gay staycation.
Well, you know, Ellen Page, she's Canadian, so it's like...
Oh, so that would be like if they did a Gaycation episode on the set of the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
That would be a Stagaycation.
A Stagaycation?
I'm going to walk the like mile away from my apartment to the Vice headquarters and pitch that right now.
Oh my God.
I
saw the most horrifying Vice article kept fucking popping up on my Twitter timeline.
I can't stop
thinking about it. And I read it because it kept popping up. And so I clicked on it.
Yeah.
The title of the article, I believe, was "I drilled a hole in my head to stay high all the time."
What?
Which is like, okay, on its face, like, okay, well, pretty typical Vice title, you know? Like, we can expect these kinds of things.
Yeah, we can get into the typical Vice title and what I've learned about the trope of the typical Vice title since moving out.
Yeah, well, so it's about
this
fucking guy that in the 70s sometime just literally did just that. And I'm just going to say that I cannot remove the description of him performing this act from my brain.
Yeah, so do you want to poison the brains of all of our listeners?
So the way he actually did it in the end was he used an electric drill, which was not the worst part.
Of course.
The worst part was a failed attempt that he made with a hand tool called trepanation. That's what drilling a hole in your skull is.
Yep, I love that we have a word for that because we did it so much. I mean, we still do it, but usually it's medically advised.
Well, it's true. People used to do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for no particular reason that we know of. And so the worst part of this was where he describes a failed attempt with a hand tool called a trepan or a trepan. I'm not sure how you say it.
Yep.
Which is... It's just a fucking corkscrew for your skull.
Mm-hmm.
So
how is this enabling him to be high all of the time?
Okay, so he has this totally irrational understanding of what makes you high.
Oh boy.
And like, so you know how when you get high, it's because of like, you know, dopamine and like other chemicals in your brain in different levels. And
what kind of high are we talking? Are we talking like
it's totally fucking unclear because like this guy, he got really into acid, I guess, and he for some reason became convinced that the confusing thing and the frustrating thing is that he doesn't differentiate between different kinds of high. So like,
so we don't know high, if he means like stoned or like,
right,
I'm on Molly right now. Like,
exactly. No, okay. He doesn't differentiate. And he thinks that all of these states of highness are because of increased blood flow to your brain. And
Jesus.
I don't know why he thinks that. I think he talks about how one time he stood on his head and felt something like being high.
He got real dizzy, didn't he?
Yeah. And
great. I love this so much, this tangent we've gone on.
And so, like, you know how babies' skulls aren't all the way sealed? Because their heads are growing?
They're soft and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. He thinks that that's, like, the ideal state for the human brain to be in, because that allows blood to just flow in there, sort of unrestricted.
That's, okay, there's so many problems with this. Just so many problems from the leap.
And this interview with this man is just presented on Vice.com, like, unchallenged. All of this shit that he's saying, they just plopped it on there. Like, anyway, it's never going to leave me.
It's never going to leave you now.
Yeah. And I did block Vice on Twitter because of this, because it kept fucking showing up in my timeline.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't even follow them. It was promoted, and I kept seeing it.
Hmm. One thing that has filtered out to me through some folks I know here is that anybody who works for Vice and who receives pitches is very, 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 very tired of hearing any kind of headline pitch that's like, that involves like doing something like on something, on some drug, because they receive that a lot. And like the joke.
Yeah, well, who, I mean,
the joke around it.
Whose fucking fault is that, you know?
Sure. But like the joke around it is like, oh, that's all they do and that must be all they do. But then there are people who don't like then think like, well, you know, they also do actually publish a bunch of other stuff. And probably it would be really annoying to receive, like, no, completely unironic, unaware, like,
yeah,
give me weed money and then I will, I don't know, like become like a seamless employee for a week and see how that goes, being high and delivering people their Chinese food.
Oh, God.
Like, name an activity. Name a mundane, stupid activity.
Digging holes.
Give me a sheet of blotter paper, and I will tell you, I will write up the experience of digging holes a la Lewis Sacker's acclaimed children's novel, but on acid.
You got to go and dig those holes.
Did you know that sploosh from that book is actually just code for acid? It's actually just a stand-in. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Lewis Sacker's big ol' he's a burner. He's a burner.
He's kind of a dirty boy, huh?
He's a dirty boy. That's why Wayside Stories from Wayside School were so Sideways Stories from Wayside School. Is that That's why it was so fucked up, because those
were
all...
Is that the same author?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I never realized that.
You never realized that? Yeah.
No.
That's why all those stories are so fucked up and weird, and it's also like an anthology. They all map to different drug experiences. You can find this all on Arrowhead.
Each floor in the school represents a different drug.
And the floor that's missing, that's heroin, which is his way of saying, don't fucking do this ever. Ever. I think it's floor 13. Never. Not even once.
That's good advice. Yeah, I'm glad he draws a line.
Me too.
Okay. So we're here in Sao Paulo.
Still. Anything about entertainment at all?
Yeah, I checked. I mean, there's like it's like music, theater, literature.
Okay.
I do want to note the nickname of the city, which is in Portuguese, Terra de Garoa, which translates to Land of Drizzle.
Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of like they're biting Seattle style a little bit.
Oh yeah, you think they bit that?
Well, I actually don't know what Seattle's motto is. It's probably something dumb. Probably like come as you are or something.
Yeah, it's definitely ripped from a Nirvana song, no question.
Can we go to America somehow. Just like, is there a link to America? Yeah,
like the United States of America.
Where else is the ICP from? Or maybe rap music. If there's any like Sao Paulo rappers
it's
listed.
Like, I don't think so.
Also,
it's
are
like,
you like
it's like bougie music?
Are you hearing
there,
this?
There is a link to Sean Lennon.
Okay. Question: are you hearing this?
Hearing what?
This like scratchy sound.
No.
Are you scratching anything?
No.
Okay, because I've been hearing this like scratchy sound in my headphones, and now as I say it, it's gone. I don't know. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I think the clowns are fucking with my audio.
Shit. We better hurry.
We better fucking hurry this up, because they're going to get me.
Yeah. Okay, rap me. Well, DJ Markey.
Okay.
He sounds like... I don't know who that is, but...
Well, no, that says in the 1990s, drum and bass arose as another musical movement. So those are drum and bass artists. Context right there. Many heavy metal bands, including Dr. Sin.
Yeah.
Can't say de ser sexy. They kind of... Well, they're electropop, it says right there. They're not really rap. Okay. This is troublesome.
I'm not even convinced that this Insane Clown Posse thing is going to work, to be quite honest.
Well, at least we will have gotten to the ICP.
That's true. That's like half credit, right?
Yeah, whoop whoop. Much motherfucking clown love.
So, where did I see this? Yeah, so Marin Alsop is a classical, like a symphony conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Who conducts the Sao Paulo Symphony, and she's American.
Okay.
So maybe we click on her?
Sure. Marin Alsop, step 3.
There we go, United States.
Well, maybe we should learn a little bit about her, you know?
She used to conduct the Eugene Symphony, which is where I come from.
Oh, so did you already know who this was?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Oh, I didn't know she was conducting the Sao Paulo Symphony, but...
That's kind of a weird progression.
Well, Eugene, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Sao Paulo, I think. Not straight.
But still, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. Did you go see the Eugene Symphony as a child?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Now
you get those cheap tickets. You show them your high school ID. You get those cheap tickets.
I'm hearing the scratchy sounds again. I have no idea where it's coming from.
I'm not hearing the scratchy sounds. So, I mean, maybe you need to look over your shoulder.
Oh dear God! Wait a minute.
What?
I've been recording with the wrong microphone. The clowns have set me up.
It's more horrible than I ever could have imagined.
The clowns have set me up for failure. Listeners, we will resolve this in just a moment.
You got to go and dig those holes.
Man, I'm tired.
All right, we're back.
We back.
The clowns did sabotage me. Is my excuse? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Matt, let me. I'm screen sharing right now, so I'm not looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me one thing. Are you now a clown?
No. But also...
Are you sure? Have you checked?
I will give you my word that I'm not a clown.
If you just sort of, like wipe, you know, touch your face with your hand, you come away with, like, some white...
Caitlin, I refuse to say any more until you prove to me that you are a vampire.
You just gotta take my word for it, man.
You gotta take my word that I'm not a clown and that I'm going to get you next.
It's a truce.
You know, I never visited Eugene, and I don't really have a sense of like what it's really all about. Like what kind of vibe it is.
The anecdote that I tell people to explain the town of Eugene, Oregon, is that when I don't remember how old I was. I was maybe 15 or something. When I first encountered the phrase white dreadlocks, I was very confused because almost everyone I ever saw with dreadlocks was white.
Wow.
And I think that pretty much encapsulates the whole experience.
Yeah. That sounds kind of, that's all the illustration you need, really.
Yeah, that's it.
But if you need any more, maybe try this on for size. Eugene, Oregon, I'll remember you for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I won't forget how good you were to me.
Yeah.
No, and I won't be forgetting all the kindness that you show.
Are you
a homesick country girl a long, long way from Tennessee?
Are you on azlyrics.com right now?
I'm on dollyonline.com.
Oh, okay. Do you think there's a Genius page for the song Eugene, Oregon by Dolly Parton?
I'm checking right now. Genius.it. It, which actually just redirects to genius.com. I guess .it is when they've like annotated a thing. I don't want to sign up. Just give me a fucking search bar. There we go. All right. Eugene. Man, this website loads slow. You'd think for a startup, it'd be a little more. All right. Come on. Eugene, Oregon is not bringing up Dolly Parton.
I'm bringing up Dolly.
What the fuck is this?
It is bringing up some results.
Some results? Okay, and there are some Dolly Parton songs, but not Eugene, Oregon.
Hmm.
What's the Genius annotation on 9 to 5?
It's about, I mean, do you have it open? You looking at it?
Yeah, tumble out of bed.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Sorry, I do want to hear this, but I also, before you start, I want to note that when you Google, when you search Eugene, Oregon on Genius, mm-hmm. one of the tracks that pops up, and there's things like April 29th, 1992, the yeah. Sublime song,
uh-huh.
and some other things that I guess, you know, include those words. And one of the things that pops up is the 2015 State of the Union Address by Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
Jesus.
Anyway, continue.
All right. 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Verse 1. Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Genius mm-hmm. annotation. In the mornings, you're generally tired.
Ah!
Sometimes that means you can't really walk well until you're more awake. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Coffee. Countless people in the world rely on a steaming cup of joe to give their weary bones the jolt they need to face the day.
Holy shit.
This
it's
one
so
has
good.
One downvote. This annotation has one downvote on it. Someone does not agree with this description of the line, pour myself a cup of ambition.
It's a metaphor.
I understand the strength in the Genius brand when it was solely about explaining rap music to white people.
Yeah.
I understand like Poetry Genius and News Genius and having the ability to annotate other people's content. That's mm-hmm. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Like, seeing any really bad take annotated well, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Why they had to expand to all music, and this is like the case against it.
And Matt, not just all music. As I said...
Yeah,
the state address.
Yawning and stretching and try to come to life. When waking up early in the morning, you stretch and yawn to get oxygen into the bloodstream as your body feels lifeless and lethargic.
Boy.
Especially when preparing yourself work-like. What?
Matt, there's also a Supreme Court case on here.
I mean, they're annotating everything. Literally everything.
Like the whole universe of written material at some point is going to be on Genius.
Well, think about it this way. You can only... It follows, right? There's only a finite amount of things that humans will write.
Well...
Right?
I don't know. I mean, I guess at some point the heat death of the universe will occur.
Sure. And I feel like we've already got to be getting pretty close. So what else is there to do but...
But annotate all the existing words?
Exactly.
But could
annotate all the original things.
Riddle
things
me this.
That are not original.
Riddle me this, Matthew.
Okay.
At some point, we get a genius website, and people start annotating the annotations.
Annotations all the way down. You're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. But riddle me this. Hold on. As I as I type this in. I don't know if you can see what I'm doing.
I'm not
screen sharing with you, so you can't see.
I'm not looking at your screen.
Okay. Here I am in the place where I come let go. Miami, the base, and the sunset low.
Yeah.
Now,
what?
This is his holiday destination where he does not have to worry about life.
Oh my God.
Miami's a great place to find some deep bass lines on South Beach as the sun sets against the ocean water. Two upvotes. Oh, boy.
Until I heard you, you know, I never knew what that song was about. I never knew what the song Miami by Will Smith was about until you said it just then.
Until I was able to be educated. Party in the city where the heat is on. Actually, a very clever line here from Big Willie. Double meaning.
What
referring
were the
to temperature
meanings?
And the Miami heat.
Thank you,
genius, for this invaluable service.
What they don't tell you is that the Miami Heat didn't even play in Miami when that song was written.
Is that true?
He was foreseeing it.
Is he now? Okay, you're saying he's sort of like a prophet, Big Willie?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Would he have been able to predict the clown outbreak? Did he predict
He already
it?
Predict. He predicted in the
Is
song.
That what Get Jiggy With It is?
Yes.
Getting jiggy with it. You actually don't want to be getting jiggy with it.
You don't. It's a warning, actually. I go psycho when my new joint hit.
Oh, my God.
Psycho in a bad way, not in a good way.
Yeah, geez. Wow. Okay. We need to move off of this composer's wiki page.
Conductor.
And not be looking at genius. I mean, okay, that's a whole other podcast.
We can go to United States. Is that what you want?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Boy.
We've never been to this page, have we?
I feel like we have to have been.
Are you sure? I don't know.
I feel like it has to have come up at some point. The United States, you know? Osei, can you see? All that stuff?
You think so?
I think so. Yeah,
maybe.
I do.
That's possible.
Boy, though, I do not have high hopes that Insane Clown Posse is going to be listed.
Insane Clown Posse is not going to be listed on the page United States of America, obviously. But we're going to get to hip-hop. I see the words. There we go. Should I click on hip-hop?
Hip-hop or music of the United States. Those are our,
oh my
I think,
God.
Our few options.
There's no Insane Clown Posse is not going to be on the page Music of the United States, and we're gonna have to click on hip hop on that page.
Okay, all right. Step 5, hip hop. Let's just get this over with. Let's get a move on. Okay, step 5. Oh man, here's some shit. Some shit from my weekend.
Yeah,
very relevant now that we're on the page for hip hop.
Uh-huh.
I went to the Roots picnic, in Bryant Park, and saw a couple. Good bands that I wasn't, you know, there to see. I saw Deerhoof. Deerhoof mm-hmm. is pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great brass band out of New Orleans. I'm blanking on the name right now, but they knew how to party.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was going to be the Roots with David Byrne.
Yeah.
Nile Rodgers of Chic.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wu-Tang Clan.
Uh-huh. And that's a lot.
It's a lot, and it was a lot. But of course, I was most excited for David Byrne.
Yeah.
And then David Byrne came out and did 3 songs from his upcoming musical, and then one Talking Heads deep cut.
Yeah.
Like not off of Stop Making Sense.
What was it?
I can't even tell you.
You don't even know what the song was.
I recognized it, but I didn't remember the title. And then I was immediately disappointed because he came out and said, I'm going to do a couple songs for my musical that's about to open, and then one Talking Heads song. And I was already like, what the fuck, man? They weren't, like, bad, but it was like, it's him and the Roots. Like, you want a little burning down the house. Like,
yeah.
I think that's
into the river.
I think that's only natural. And he completely... So he blue-balled the audience... made up of me on that one. He was dressed very well, and voice amazing. But oh my god, I was a little miffed by that.
Did they play any Roots songs?
Oh, the Roots were just there as a backing band.
Oh, okay.
The whole night. But then comes out Nile Rodgers, and he's fucking fantastic. He's got two amazing singers up there with him, and they're doing like they start doing a medley of all of his hits, I'm Coming Out, Get Lucky, and by the time he starts with Freak Out, which is like amazing, but then. Can you guess who his special guest was?
Debbie Harry.
That would be cool.
That would have been cool, right?
Do you know my Debbie Harry story?
I don't, but please don't tell it. Please tell me the other story instead.
Nile Rodgers starts playing Good Times and then brings out the fucking Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh my god.
And they start doing
Isn't Hank from the Sugar Hill Gang dead?
It was three members of the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, at least one of them is dead.
But that was amazing. And then also making up for a kind of low-key David Byrne was then they brought out Alicia Keys, not even on the lineup.
Jesus Christ.
But the
Concrete Jungle, where dreams are made of.
But this is the thing. They rolled out a piano when Alicia came out. And I was like, oh, shit. Concrete Jungle, Wet Dream Tomato. It's about to happen.
Oh, my God. And did it?
No. The piano is rolled out. She comes out. I don't know if you've seen Alicia Keys in her, like, I think this is like her new, like, ubiquitous outfit, but it's like a cool jumpsuit and she puts her hair up in a bandana. Looking fucking great. Singing fucking great. The piano is sitting there. I know that we're going to get it. We're going to get fucking Empire State of Mind. Leaves the stage. They roll the piano back off for Wu-Tang. like they put it out there as a suggestion and Alicia just went, not tonight.
Wait, so she didn't play the piano?
No, it was just sitting there.
Just for decoration?
Just for her. I think, like, seriously, as like a maybe she'll.
It was like just in case she wants it.
Yeah. Or maybe it was like they rolled the piano out and like back behind the stage, they're like, is Jay going to be able to make it? Is he gonna come through?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, no. No Jay. That's, no Jay. All right, roll the piano back out. We'll pretend it didn't happen. Like,
that's
it could have been that.
Up.
Could have been that.
Okay, as you've been telling me these stories, I've been
don't tell me that they're not on the page.
Seemingly not.
Oh Lord.
But don't fucking lose hope, Matt. Don't give up on me, okay? I have some ideas.
We've got subgenres.
I'm looking at all the subgenres, and unfortunately I don't see clown rap.
Okay, that's not what their subgenre is.
But I did see things called rapcore and what were the other genres down here? Yeah, well, rap rock, rapcore,
no, they're not that.
Rap metal.
Scroll back up to the top of the page where they have the more extensive list of subgenres and fusion genres on the right there. Okay. Australian hip hop feels like that should be under the regional scenes and not fusion genres.
It's a whole thing.
Aussie rap. I think horrorcore. I think that's.
You think so? I think that's close, at least.
Also, but they also have a very Christian album, so they could be mentioned
because that was a reveal that they did. You know.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, fair. I think horrorcore will get us there.
Okay, horrorcore.
All right, step six.
Okay, so now they are setting artists like the Ghetto Boys, who I feel like are different in that they're good at rapping.
wait. That's the most ice cold thing you've ever said.
I have no comment about that. I'm just putting that out there. I do see Insane Clown Posse though.
Can we read this line that the link appears in?
The genre is not popular with mainstream audiences as a whole. However,
womp womp.
Performers such as Insane Clown Posse and Twisted have sold well.
Same record label, by the way. I believe Twisted is just another clown rap act.
Oh, really? I'm going to pop this open for later.
Yeah, I think Twisted also does clown face paint.
Okay.
They're definitely part of the extended family. ICP, let's click on it. Step seven.
Violent.
All right.
Go Violent J and Shaggy 2.
So it's been a couple weeks at the good old International Center Photography Museum since anyone has made an ICP joke.
Nice.
And to be honest, I'm a little sad about it because I'm getting really tired of the museum. I'll just put that right out there. It's
just anything to break up the monotony of pacing in a small room would be a relief.
Yeah, the pacing is really, really, really getting to me, and it would be so. Oh man, it would be so sick if like Violent J and Shaggy Two Dope just showed up and were like, "This is our house."
I was just gonna say, do you have any? Is there like a social media person over there?
No, not to my knowledge.
Listen, you can kill two birds with one stone. You can show your boss that you have a little bit of ambition, and you can try to get the Insane Clown Posse to come to the museum if you offer to do their social media, and it'll give you something to do while you're pacing in the small room.
Honestly, I think if we had an event with the ICP at ICP,
yeah,
it would be the most popular.
It would be
thing
the biggest since thing that's ever happened at that museum.
Yeah, it's something else. It's something else.
Did you know that Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope are both named Joseph? It's just two Joes.
I don't know how I didn't know that. That's amazing. Joseph Bruce and Joseph Utzler?
Utzler?
I did not know that. All right, let's scroll down the page and see if we can actually get to something about the clowns.
There's a link to Evil Clown.
Oh, shit.
Is that it? Should we go there?
We should definitely...
Let's go to C also.
Oh, yeah. Okay, oh my god, they have their filmography and everything. There's no C also here. Okay.
What the fuck?
But we should absolutely go to Evil Clowns then.
Yeah, for sure.
That's gotta get us close. Evil Clowns, step 8. Jesus Christ. Although clowns are originally comic performers and characterized to humor and entertain people, the image of the evil clown is a development in popular culture, in which the playful trope of the clown is rendered as disturbing through the use of horror elements and dark humor. I guess so. I guess it is a development, right? But isn't it developed out of the fact that someone was just like, damn, clowns are scary, just like they are.
That's definitely where it developed from.
Yeah. One person changed clowns forever. Anyway,
clown sightings.
Okay.
So we see a link to the article 2016 clown sightings,
which is a thing. Yeah, that is its own article. Maybe there's a C also here that has a
perhaps
link to coulrophobia.
Oh, there we go.
Boom. We did it. 9 steps. Coulrophobia. I feel like to celebrate, I should put in like a snippet of an Insane Clown Posse song here.
Probably, yeah.
To celebrate. Maybe a little Hocus Pocus.
Fuck you, wicked clowns. We're like the same with Zap to the Cobras, X-Men and Counts, and everybody with clown love, even since I never heard.
The only ICP song I actually know is Miracles. So
you know what? That is a more celebratory song. Forget the Hocus Pocus. Yeah, here's a little Miracles for you. Boop.
I fed a fish to a pelican at Frisco Bay. It tried to eat my cell phone. He ran away. And music is magic, pure and clean. You can feel it and hear it, but it can't be seen.
I don't know if there's anything more to say about clown phobia, coulrophobia, evil clowns, recent clown sightings. I saw that they reference in this article both Bozo the Clown from The Simpsons, which is where I think I first learned like that clowns are supposed to be scary.
Well,
or sorry, yeah. They're referencing
Krusty the Clown. Bozo the Clown is a
clown that
clown?
Krusty's based off of, I guess.
Right.
I'm thinking of the clown bed that terrifies Bart.
Yeah, which I was as we started doing this, I was thinking about that. And why does Bart love Krusty so much when he got scared?
The
he got
clown
the shit
bed
scared out of him by a clown bed as a very young boy. You know,
the Simpsons continuity is so
they
fucked.
Never resolved that.
Homer and Marge met like 70 different ways and got
that's
married.
That's true,
like 30 different
in
times.
Different decades too.
Yeah. So you know, try reconciling that first. How about
Well, I mean, I think that if you fail to recognize anything past season 9 as canon, then that's not a problem. Right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if we want to get into Simpsons canon specifics here at the end.
I think I'm right about that. But try this on for size. What's that?
Try this on for size, though. Just as a little thought experiment vis-a-vis Simpsons canon.
Okay.
Okay. What if so when a character dies on The Simpsons, they're dead. And they only kill off characters sparingly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it happens like a character dies because like the voice actor.
Because the voice actor died, yeah.
Yeah. So that's like a constant, right? That's a constant in the timeline.
Yes.
But every time that there's something that contradicts, like in a big way, like how Homer and Marge met, for instance, like, is that just showing like a splinter Simpsons timeline?
It's a different universe, yeah.
Right, which would also explain why the characters don't seem to age, because we're just seeing the same day.
It's the same day over and over again.
It could be the same day, or I'm just saying like we could be seeing different instances where it's like actually Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, Maggie, everyone is like just 10 years younger, and so they fit with the 10 years hence since, you know, that season. How do you like that?
Maybe.
Then also all of the Treehouse of Horror realities are then just as valid.
Right. I tell you what though, there's another option, which is just that every time one of us here turns on a Simpsons episode, we skip timelines.
Oh shit. Oh,
and so
no.
Like we get all this contradictory information because we're not actually watching the same show.
This is even worse than the Berenstain stupidity. But we did it, you, me, and our pal Josie, we would all get together and watch Simpsons together.
Yeah, we all skip timelines together.
Okay, so in those instances,
if you watch it with someone else, you travel with them into the new. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's nice.
It's very nice, yeah. You get to at least bring your friends with you to the alternate Simpsons verse.
To the other side.
Of which there are an infinite number.
I feel like we've still got a little time and we should still squeeze some more juice out of this. What kind of
juice do you see being squeezed?
Rock. Fruit? Blood out of stone? I don't know.
Juice from the tree?
Let's not drink any tree juice.
Okay. Well, I mean,
so where do you think
maple syrup comes from?
Chlorophobia is not listed in the APA DSM classification.
Are you looking at the book?
It says at the top of the page.
Okay.
In the categorization of disorders, it's not recognized. Which I feel like, given its prevalence, is a little offensive, almost.
Well, I mean, do you think it qualifies as a real?
I think after this
phobia?
Year, I think after this year, the APA has got
to. I mean, they may add
it.
They come up with a new edition. You know, they come up with new editions. So.
Wait a minute. Is
DSM
like
6?
Is like the list of disorders? Do you think it like gets updated like the dictionary? And there's like, guess what just got added?
Like the APA sends out a tweet.
Yeah, like guess what? We now officially recognize that people can be like medically impaired by their fear of XYZ.
Those clowns.
I mean, this year it'll definitely be clowns. They gotta seal it this year. Next year,
well,
2017. Who knows?
It's more than a year. I mean, there's only been 5 editions of the DSM, so
it
doesn't
that's
come
a bigger
out.
Deal.
They don't update it every year.
What kind of things? That seems kind of cheap, though. I mean, that takes the fun out of it, right?
What? Because it doesn't become like a yearbook of all the wacky shit the wacky new shit that people have to be afraid of every year.
Yeah. I mean, Guinness comes out every year. They always induct new people into the Rock and Roll Hall
of
Fame every year.
The Baseball Hall of Fame.
Every Hall of Fame, really.
All the halls mostly have it an every year schedule.
What makes psychiatric disorders so special that they only get updated like every 10, 20 years?
I don't know. And there's new shit to be afraid of all the time.
Yeah, I think they have to step up the pace because we are creating
people's neuroses are growing. at an exponential rate.
That is true.
I know, that's why I said it.
All right. Can we just check over on that Twisted page that you got popped up in the other tab?
Yeah, we can look at is it Twisted or Twisted?
There's no
pictures on this. Oh my god, this is a very extensive table of contents.
Wait, go back down to the bottom of the page and just click on the link to their official website. I bet they have pictures there.
I'm sure they got pics on the website, but what if they don't?
Well, that would be especially Twisted. Open that link. Let's see. Well, what are we looking like? What do these boys look like?
Oh, my God, clowns? Matt.
They
oh my
are
God,
clowns.
Matt.
What?
It's you.
Oh, my God, it's me.
The one on the right is you.
I'm Twisted?
Something happened.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to close this. I can't look at this
close
anymore.
Close the tab. This has been Can You Get to That? I'm Matt Twisted Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right or else I'll come for your motherfucking ass. Like a whacked out clown.
I'm Caitlin Vampire Best. You find me on Twitter at Beskabest. BESTKABEST. You can tweet at the show at Get to That. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT.
And Caitlin will find you at night, whether you want to be found or not.
I will find you at night and during the day, as long as the clouds are still in the sky. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be a negative experience. We could hang out.
Caitlin, I got one fucking Twisted question for you.
Yeah, what is it?
What if technology... Clowns, though.
You got to go dig those holes.
Man, I'm tired.
With broken hands and withered souls, emancipated from all you know. You got to go dig those holes.
Man, I'm tired.
With broken hands and withered souls, emancipated from all you know.